T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
6:15, if you like the weather yesterday, you'll like it for the next week, because that is what it's going to be like. Well, in case you've not heard, the Democrats want to impeach President Trump. I started to use the breaking news sounder, but I didn't see the point. And that's not to say who's right or who's wrong, but I'll tell you what it did prompt is my Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll, which is, do you trust politicians at any level? Because it seems as though we arbitrarily switch white hats and black hats. If you like the man or woman, then all of a sudden they're a hero. And if you don't like the man or woman, then suddenly they have a black hat, regardless of what they've done. And when it comes to this President Trump, Ukraine, Vice President Biden thing, you know, one of the tenets of law is if you're going to come in seeking equity, both hands have to be clean. And I'm not sure anybody's hands are clean here. Bob Dietz joins us, professor of public policy at George Mason University, senior counselor to the director of the CIA, and former general counsel at the National Security Agency. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning. How are you, sir?
I'm well, sir. And you?
Very well. Thank you.
So here's the first area of confusion I have. When it all started, when the Trump administration began, we didn't like Ukraine because we were buddying up with Vladimir Putin, and Russia was sanctioned because of invading Ukraine, and Donald Trump wanted him to be part of the G8, I think it is. He wanted to make it back to be in the G8.
Yes.
But because they had expelled Russia for that, so everybody was saying he didn't like the Ukraine. Now they're saying he has a working relationship with the Ukraine where he can have Joe Biden investigated, or was there a quid pro quo, meaning if you do this, I'll release the aid to you? It is a mess, Bob. And if you kind of go back to the beginning for people that haven't really been following it, they know of it, they don't know about it.
Yeah, sure. I mean, in very, very briefly, the current president defeated a former president who was aligned with Russia and was accused of incredible corruption. And so Mr. Trump, so the United States awarded, I think, is roughly $400 million in military assistance to help the Ukraine push back against the Russians who are now in Crimea.
This was in the Obama administration, Bob?
Beginning, but no, it arose this past year.
Okay, now let me ask you this before you go on.
Yep.
I know this sounds crazy to people, but as it relates to the federal budget, $400 million seems to be a paltry sum.
That's chump change.
That's what I thought. Okay.
No, I mean, look at that. It's a lot of money, no question about it.
To us.
To us, yes. But Mr. Trump, by the accounts appearing in the New York Times, the Washington Post, and elsewhere, decide to hold up the money. What he says now is that he was concerned about corruption, and there was no question that corruption is rife in the Ukraine. But it also appears connected to his desire to have the prosecutors in the Ukraine investigate Hunter Biden, who's the son of a former Vice President Joe Biden, and who for, I think, 5 years was on the board of a large gas company in the Ukraine.
All right. So in terms of, I didn't mean to interrupt you, Bob. Were you taking
a
breath?
No. I mean, yeah, that's it in summary form.
All right. Now, we don't know the identity. I don't think we do. I don't know if it was sent in anonymously or not, or maybe somebody does. The whistleblower. Explain
sure.
In concept who that is and what they did, if we don't know their name.
Sure. I think the name is known. I certainly don't know it, and it's not been publicly released. Under federal whistleblower statute, people in the intelligence community, which is narrower than outside the intelligence community, but a whistleblower can go to the IG of his or her organization, whether it's NSA, CIA, DNI, and so on, and say, look, I observed something or I'm aware of something that violates law. and the IG is obligated to investigate it. And in this case, the IG not only said, yeah, there's something here, but it's an urgent matter. And that means it's serious and threatens national security. And so that investigation went to the IG. He designated it as a credible and an urgent matter. But then what happened after that's a little unclear. But the upshot, of, according to the statute, he or she is obligated to share that information with Capitol Hill, the two intelligence committees.
And when you're talking about the IG has to share it with?
Yes. Okay. That's by federal law, and it's quite unambiguous. It says shall. Mm-hmm. In fact, though, it's been held up first by the DNI and then in consultation with Department of Justice. Justice has weighed in. And that part, the lawfulness of that, to me at least, is very unclear.
So when it comes to, and I don't want to parse words here, we can pick it up here when we come back. When it comes to the whistleblower, I presume that you don't have to know it's illegal, just suspect that something might have been done that's illegal?
Correct. Okay. And the inference is that this person is, well, no question he's a member of the intelligence community, but that he or she over listened in or saw a transcript of the phone conversation between Mr. Trump and the president of the Ukraine.
All right, we'll pick it up when we come back here. We'll talk about Joe Biden's hand and the Biden family and all of this. And also, as it relates to President Trump saying he'd release the transcripts of it, would that violate any kind of national security rule or whatever? And somebody's texting in, and I knew this was going to come in. When you talk about whistleblower, what about Lisa Page, I think it was, and Peter Strzok? Yeah. 6:21, more when we come back. Right now, traffic on WWL. 6:26, Tommy Tucker, WWL. People are calling me in, texting in rather, accusing me of being pro-Trump, pro-Biden, pro-Republican, pro-Democrat. I'm just trying to find out who's telling the truth here. But along those lines, Bob you know how it goes. Bob Dietz, our guest, professor of public policy, George Mason University, senior counselor to the director of the CIA, former general counsel at the National Security Agency. He knows how it works. And I know, Peter, it would be lovely to look at these things outside of a political context, but you know you can't. So as somebody texted in and said it was reported last night that the whistleblower didn't even hear it, that he, or read it, that it, somebody said something about it. I don't know anything about that. And I also know that people, and I've heard this, when it comes to a so-called, and I'm just saying what they say, whistleblower, that how do you know it's not of the Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, trying to push a Democratic agenda, et cetera?
I'll be happy to answer that, but first let me say that I, too, have been accused of being, you know, to the left of Stalin and to the right of Attila the Hun.
Means you're doing it the correct way, Bob.
Well, you know, one hopes. To answer that question, the IG has to take steps to assure himself that the claim has legitimacy. You know, if I'm working for somebody and I say, look, and I file an IG complaint saying this guy's visited by aliens, the IG is going to look at this thing and throw it away. So in this case, the IG must have done enough to assure himself or herself that there's something to the complaint.
So now, and I don't mean to waste your time with this, Bob,
no.
But people are hearing that and they're saying, James Comey, Lisa Page, Peter Strzok, this whole thing is an enigma wrapped in a mystery shrouded by a riddle, or however Joe Pesci said it in JFK. Have people lost their trust in government?
Well, that's always a concern. And, you know, and it's, you know, I think this particular case highlights that concern. It appears, you know, if the reports are right, and the president has pretty much admitted that the facts are correct, if he was trying to get a foreign government to intervene in our election by persuading him to conduct an investigation into certain matters, then that's grounds for concern, and that is the kind of thing that undermines people's faith in government. I mean, the fundamental part of a democratic society is honest elections, and if the elections aren't honest, then people are going to say, wait a minute, we don't have a legitimate democracy. Sure, they're going to lose faith.
You know, as far as the media goes, I'm getting texts from people saying it's absolutely 100% true that the whistleblower did not have firsthand knowledge of what was said, and people are telling me it is. Catherine Herridge of Fox News last night, you know, I don't know what's true, what's not, what to believe, what's not. I'm confused.
But again,
Peter,
help me out. The IG is not a tool. He's not, or she's not, somebody who can be manipulated. And they look at complaints with skepticism and close scrutiny. And they're simply not going to conduct an investigation if it's all a lie, if it's all made up, if there's simply no evidence behind it. Moreover, again, the president has effectively admitted that in a conversation with the Ukrainian president, he encouraged them to look into the Biden and Biden affair, that is, Vice President Biden and his son.
Bob, I got to tell you, we got to go now for news, but
sure,
we'll pick it up here tomorrow, same bat station, same bat time, and talk about the Biden part of this, all right?
Yep.
Thank you, sir. Bob Dietz, professor of public policy at George Mason University, senior counselor to the director of the CIA, former counsel at the NSA. We're not giving one side of this. It's just complicated stuff. Tune in tomorrow at 6:10, and I promise you will hear the other side of it as far as the Biden part of this and his son being on the board. I'm not sure anybody's hands are clean in any of this. And that prompted our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll. Right now, it's time for WWL First News. And for that, we go to David Cohen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.